Hello, this is Dustin Wilmus. You might know me from The 5 Count here on KMSU, a show on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Go to thefivecount.com for more info on that. But right now, it is time for a bonus interview here on KMSU. We're joined today by John Finkel. He's the author of the new book, Macho Man, The Untamed, Unbelievable Life of Randy Savage. John, how's it going today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
You got it. No problem.
Well, you've got a new book out here, Macho Man, The Untamed, Unbelievable Life of Randy Savage. Can you tell the listeners a bit about the new book?
Yeah, Macho Man, The Untamed, Unbelievable Life of Randy Savage. It covers the life and legend of the one and only Macho Man. We take him from Randy Poffo, the baseball player, to Randy Savage, the wrestler, to the Macho Man icon.
Well, John, what led you to write the book? I'm surprised it took so long for the world to have a book like this.
I agree with you. I was thrilled to learn when I got deep enough in my career to tackle a book like this that nobody had so far done a book on Macho Man. The fact that it was just sitting there for me was like a gift for someone, you know, my age who grew up at the peak of WrestleMania, the peak of Macho Madness. You know, I was like 8 years old and 7 years old for WrestleMania 3, rooting for him, you know, against Steamboat, and then the whole thing with the Mega Powers and all of that stuff. So I had just always wanted to write a book on, you know, the icon that is Randy. Like, for me, I look for books that are one of one. You know, unicorns. I did a book on Charlie Ward, like the only guy to win a Heisman Trophy and a national championship and go play basketball and play point guard in the NBA Finals for the Knicks. Mean Joe Green and Nate Robinson, who won 3 dunk contests under 5'8". So I find those unique people, and Randy fits the bill. And once I got old enough, deeper enough in my career to write the story, it was like a no-brainer for me. It was a bucket list biography.
Well, I want to talk to you a bit about the process of writing the book. And obviously, your relationship with Randy's brother, Lanny. I mean, he was the biggest Macho Man fan there was. I don't think you could have a book without having his input, at least.
No, in fact, in the intro to the book, I explained that I had put the proposal together for the book a few years before I even started writing it. So for anyone not familiar how publishing works, but you have an idea, you talk to your agent if you have one about what you want to do, you put together a very extensive proposal from your idea to chapter breakdowns to sample chapters to, you know, reasons why you should write the book, promotion, marketing, you know, basically everything. And I had that done and had the people interested in the book, but I just couldn't see myself writing the book without talking to Lanny. I'm very close to my brother. If anyone wanted to know about me, they would have to talk to him. If they wrote something about me and they didn't, it would feel like they didn't go to the number one, you know, resource, you know, who grew up with me and all that kind of stuff. And so I wanted to talk to Lanny. It was critical and important to me that I did talk to Lanny for the book. And it took about a year from the minute I wanted to do it and was ready to go. Like I said, I kind of put a red light on the book until I spoke to him. A good friend of mine who was a source for me on a previous book, 1996, had done a few podcasts with Lanny, and he helped, you know, kind of vouch for me. And Lanny lived in Ecuador at the time, so it was through a couple different channels of getting in touch. We finally did, and I laid out my vision for the book and what I wanted to do, and asked if he would be willing to be interviewed for it. And, you know, he grilled me a few questions, and once I kind of passed and got his approval, he was an open book. We talked for hours.
Well, most people know Randy Savage beginning with his WWF days, as you mentioned, you know, back in the 80s. But, I mean, he had done enough probably in his life by that point even to be its own book. I mean, it's a lot of fascinating stuff that even led to that.
Yeah, it really is. And that's why I always thought his life was so ripe for a book. You know, he has his entire, you know, first of all, his father, Angelo Poffo, was a very well-known wrestler, you know, Guinness World Record holder for sit-ups. Served in the military. He had his own pretty solid career back in the early territory days in the 50s and 60s. And so just growing up in a house like that is unique. And then Randy, his first love and his first dream was to be a professional baseball player. And he was an outstanding player at Downers Grove High School. He led the team in hitting. He batted 500 2 years in a row, switch hitter. Then, you know, everybody thought he was a slam dunk to get drafted, and then he didn't, but he still ended up making it on a tryout in the minor leagues. He played the minors for a few years, had some crazy injuries, but he overcame those, learning to throw lefty. And then when he finally washed out of baseball, after that dream died, from nothing, a blank slate, he created the character of Randy Savage, which then became Macho Man.
Again, we're with John Finkel. We're talking about his new book, Macho Man, The Untamed, Unbelievable Life of Randy Savage. And obviously, there were a lot of colorful characters and, you know, larger-than-life wrestlers in the 80s and into the 90s, but it was something about Randy Savage. He seemed to have something extra, I guess, that maybe others didn't, and he really became like a part of pop culture, I think, unlike any other wrestlers of that time period.
Yeah, well, it's fascinating because he's one of the few guys that has all five tools, right? Like a five-tool baseball player. Like, he can cut the promos, he has the charisma, he has the outfits that are eye-catching, and also he can actually, wrestle. He knows how to do the moves from his father. He's a tactician. And then the fifth piece of the puzzle, which is even probably the most important when it comes to him, is he was a real athlete. So put all those together, you know, even someone like Hogan doesn't have all of those boxes to check. So that's why I think he stood out for so many of us. And then also just the uniqueness of the character. He wasn't just some, you know, giant hulking tough guy. He wasn't just someone who talked a lot of smack. He actually was clever and unique. And all the things he said he was the first person to say those kinds of things.
And he was successful outside of the ring as well. And with his acting career, I know he was obviously very intense, but he was also kind of able to be in on it, I guess, for lack of a better term. And when you'd see him in stuff, you know, like King of the Hill and Space Ghost and the Weird Al show, I mean, he kind of popped up all over the place.
He was very willing to put his, you know, how we would say his brand, right, out there. He created a character that fit and anybody could play off of. He never left his character from, honestly, the time he really, you know, delved deep into the Macho Man character in late 70s, early 80s, till forever. He never really left the Macho Man persona. There's the joke of, like, you know, who's on the, you know, one, what hand is on the steering wheel of Randy Poffo, and one is Randy Savage, and one is Macho Man. And by the end, it was just two Macho Man hands driving the bus, right? So when he finally was able to get to that stage of his career where he was well-known through all the things you mentioned, through Spider-Man, he was willing to go pop up anywhere, and people loved him for it. I mean, that was one of the things that he had was, I'd say, accessibility that kind of helped his star have staying power.
Well, John, I got to ask you how you felt when you found out he was releasing his rap album. I mean, I was so excited when I heard rumors about that, and I couldn't believe it, until I was actually holding it in my hand that it was a real thing.
Yeah, you know, at the time, I'd say the two feelings I had was the live feeling of, you know, the time of my life when he released it. I was very much like in the camp of, wait, the same Randy Savage that we grew up watching? Because he had gone, what I call in the book, like, he made like a dark macho turn, like towards the end of his WCW run, in the end of, you know, he did some Nitro and some other things. But he was essentially like wearing all black, hair slicked back, dark dyed beard black, like kind of playing like the ultimate like tough guy. But he was much older, and it was kind of not silly, isn't the right word, but the way Lanny described it was sort of he surrounded himself with the gimmickry of everything to kind of hide that he was obviously getting old, like we all do. And then the rap album at, you know, age whatever, 45 or however old he was, it definitely was surprising. I talked to Lanny a lot about it. I found a ton of interviews from that time of him talking about it. He took it very, very seriously, and he always listened to rap music, Lanny said, like when he was working out. And he didn't know how to do things, 30% or 40%. Whenever he was trying to do something, whether it was wrestle Ricky Steamboat or Ric Flair or Hogan or put on a rap album, he put in the same intensity.
Well, before Randy's death, he did some publicity stuff for WWE, and it kind of seemed like maybe he was making a comeback of sorts. What do you think he would have done had he lived? Do you think he would have been involved with wrestling again to some degree?
Yeah, that's something that I thought a lot about, that has come up a lot talking about the book. I do think that we were, you know, obviously with him and his family, but as wrestling fans, as pop culture fans who grew up with him as, you know, a top A-lister guy, we were sort of robbed of the inevitable second story, the comeback that everybody loves. He never got that time of the beloved kind of icon, right? He, you know, he didn't get that, like almost like Hank Aaron had his last, like, you know, 10, 20 years of, like, he had a far removed from his career. The guys who are now stars were idolized him, and there was plenty of time removed from that. And so we didn't get to see that. It would have been great to see him in the fold, showing up at events, especially, you know, major pay-per-view stuff, you know, maybe, you know, doing things with Hogan as kind of like the patriarchs almost of that era of the WWE. And I think from the earlier part of your question. I think I could easily have seen him, you know, roll into acting. He was very good. He was confident on screen, obviously. And, you know, I could see him, especially with all the streaming and all the stuff going on and his ability to always reinvent himself and wanting to reinvent himself to stay relevant. I could see him, you know, playing against type in some kind of, you know, some smart Netflix show or getting into movies as a bit player, showing up in, I don't know, The Expendables 4 or something. Like, I could easily see any of those options happening, and it's sad we didn't get to see it.
But on the other hand, it does seem kind of like his legacy is maybe bigger now than ever. And, you know, a ton of people know Macho Man through maybe online memes and, you know, clips of interviews yeah. and, you know, Slim yeah. Jims. And, you know, a lot of people maybe like Randy Savage actually haven't even seen his matches. I mean, he's one of those, I guess, a handful of guys maybe kind of transcended pro wrestling.
There are just as many people who say, you know, yeah, dig it and all these things. And my, you know, my son is 11 who, you know, while I was researching this book, he watched all the WrestleManias with me and watched all the old pay-per-views and all the clips on YouTube, but he knew him from, you know, the, you may not like it, but you'll accept it meme, right? Like he was the guy who said, ooh yeah. And the meme or the Slim Jim, you know, character that people use. So he's had a way to transcend all that. Slim Jim was obviously huge. It's something that I think when you do the research and you realize why right now, you know, the only two people from his era that have consistent, you know, staying power from WWF, at least in terms of, you know, talking about are him and Hogan. I mean, Ric Flair to an extent, but he wasn't, you know, really part of the WWF at those 80s years. And so it's those two guys, even though Macho's not here anymore. And it's honestly probably because of the Slim Jim thing that he, you know, even right now with wrestling, they got LA Knight doing the Slim Jim commercials and with a callback to Macho, it's a really nice thing.
Well, John, I know the book is just out here, but is there something else maybe you've got in store or something else coming up down the road?
No, we're full on Macho Man at the moment. It comes out April 2nd, WrestleMania week, and this is where I want all the focus. It took a couple years to write. It's a 300-page Witness the Madness masterpiece, right? So I'd love everybody, if they're listening, to go in, grab it. Let me know what you think. You can, you know, find me on Twitter at John_Finkel or go to my website, johnfinkel.com, and let me know what you think.
Excellent. Yeah, definitely an amazing book. As I mentioned, surprised it took so long for a book like this to be out, but I'm just about your age, and this is definitely a book that I'm excited to read. John, again, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And again, that was John Finkel. His new book, Macho Man, The Untamed, Unbelievable Life of Randy Savage, is available now.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward. I dig it in, Hulk Hogan, you set it off.
Set it off.
Used to be hard, Hulk, now you done turned soft. Doing telephone commercials, I seen ya. Dancing and tight as a ballerina. I knew all along you had those tendencies, cause you've been running from Macho like I got a disease. Stu, please, your pay-per-view event was a joke. You're avoiding Randy Savage cause you know you can smoke. Come on, that phony fight the rocks break you fast. But when I challenged Hogan to a real fight, he passed. I called him out but the punk was scared to go. It was a charity event but the Hulk didn't show. Hollywood Hulkster, you're at the end of your rope. And I'ma kick you in the butt and wash your mouth out with soap. Cause, like Rodney Dangerfield, you get no respect. So come on, Hulk, let's wreck so I can put you in check.
Be a man, Hulk.
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hulk.
Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk.
Be a man, Hulk.
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hulk.
Boy, you's a chump. Cause Hulk Hogan is a real big punk.
They call you Hollywood? Don't make me laugh. Cause your movies and your acting skills are both crap. Your movie straight, the video, the box office can't stand. While I got myself a feature role in Spider-Man. You hide the man, but when I find you, it's on. And when I slam it to the dirt, you wish you was never born. I smell a coward, is that you, Hogan? Macho's gonna kick your butt, this is the slogan. You tried to ignore me, thinking I'll go away. But I'ma keep on messing with you, dude, day after day. And once you step to Macho, you're through. The joke's on you, so Hulk, what you gonna do? Probably nothing, cause you're a real big punk. You call my dad up on the phone, man, you's a chump. Cause if you really got static, take it up with me. And I'll pump your butt out for the world to see.
Be a man, Hulk.
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's
that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan.
Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk.
Be a man, Hulk.
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan.
Boy, you's a chump. Cause Hulk Hogan is a real big punk.
Be a man, Hulk.
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan.
Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk.
Be a man, Hulk.
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan.
Boy, you's a chump. Cause Hulk Hogan is a real big punk.